So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 32. Maitreya vacha ityanukrosha hridaya Bhagavan ahatan Shiva Padanjalin Rajaputran Narayana Parovacha Maitreya Vacha Ityanukrosha Hridayo Bhagavan Ahatan Shiva Padanjalin Rajaputran Narayana Parovacha. Maitreya Vacha. The great Saint Maitreya continued to speak. Iti, thus, Anukrosha Hridaya, very kind hearted. Bhagavan, the Lord. Aha said, Tan unto the Prachetas, Shiva, Lord Shiva, Bada Anjalin, who were standing with folded hands, Rajaputran, the sons of the king, Narayana Para, Lord Shiva, the great devotee of Narayan. Vachaha, words. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage Maitreya continued, out of His causeless mercy, the exalted personality of Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, continued to speak to the king's sons who were standing with folded hands. Please repeat. Great sage Maitreya continued. Out of His causeless mercy, the exalted personality Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, continued to speak to the king's sons who were standing with folded hands. Purport. Lord Shiva voluntarily came to bless the sons of the king as well as to do something beneficial for them. He personally chanted the mantra so that the mantra would be more powerful, and he advised that the mantra be chanted by the king's sons, Rajaputras. When a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is powerful in itself, disciple upon initiation receives the mantra from the spiritual master. When the mantra is chanted by the spiritual master, it becomes more powerful. Lord Shiva advised the sons of the king to hear him attentively, for inattentive hearing is offensive. We'll read the verse again. Maitreya Vacha Itya Nukrosha Hridayo Bhagavan Ahatan Shiva Padanjalin Rajaputran Narayana Parovachaha. The great sage Maitreya continued, out of His causeless mercy, the exalted personality of Lord Shiva, a great devotee of Lord Narayan, continued to hear the king's sons who were standing with folded hands. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhute Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatunde Ve Gauravani Bracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Siddharna. Happy to have this opportunity to say something about Lord Krishna on His appearance day. Try to say something nice about the Supreme Nice. here, somehow or another, reading from a Srimad Bhagavatam verse, and of course everything about Krishna, everything in the Srimad Bhagavatam is relevant about Krishna. And here, the chanting of the holy names is, or the chanting of a mantra. Man means mind, and tra means to deliver. So some sound vibration which delivers our mind from material conceptions. And here it mentions that by chanting the mantra received through the simple succession from the bona fide spiritual master, then it becomes even more powerful, the mantra. So how is it that the mantra becomes more powerful? Because the mantra is, the Hare Krishna mantra especially, it's a personality revealing himself. Krishna, his name, means not only Krishna's name, but also his form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates, their loving exchanges. Everything is potentially there in the holy name. Now it rests upon us whether or not we realize what the name is. If we chant Hare Krishna, we may, for instance, everywhere there are radio waves and television waves in this room. But if we stick up our finger, we probably won't turn into any we won't turn on to any channel. We hope not. Because the waves are getting so thick, it might happen. No, we need an appropriate instrument, namely a television or a radio, to turn into the channel. Similarly, there's a transcendental television in everyone's heart, but presently the television is broken. The process of devotional service is the process of, you could say, fixing the television and clearing off its screen. The beginning instructions are learning how to fix the broken television. Our television is broken primarily because we're taking a hammer and smashing it all the time, so it's very hard for to get repaired too quickly. That's called offenses. So how to stop the offenses? Well, the primary instructions to purify the mantra are quite simple. As I mentioned the other day, first thing we have to do in order to repair our broken heart is to give up the desire to lord it over and enjoy the material world. So that comes under the auspices of matrivat paradareshu. That the tendency of the conditioned soul is that he's looking for something to enjoy in the material world. And enjoying the material world in an illusory place means to find some imitation of Krishna's pastimes. As Krishna is having his pastimes in the spiritual world, the source of everything, so obviously here also, all we can do is imitate Krishna's pastimes here in the material world. We don't know of anything else. Besides that, there's nothing better than Krishna's pastimes. So if you're going to imitate something, you might as well imitate the best. So here, everyone has come as a potential Radha or a Krishna. An 8,400,000 species of life, whether it be, as I mentioned before, whether it be Romeo or Juliet, Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse, Tarzan or Jane, everyone is more or less imitating Krishna and Srimati Radharani. So, matrivat paradareshu, first of all, we have to give up that imitation that I am King Kong and you are, you know, whoever it was. Shishi Radha Gopinath Laditi Vishaka Kijai. Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Maharani Kijai. Shri Panchatattva Kijai, Shri Gauranitai Kijai. So first of all, we have to give up that tendency to want to imitate Krishna because it's incompatible with the idea of being Krishna's servant. We can at the same time try to compete with Krishna, have a better pastime than Krishna is having in the spiritual world, trying to have a better pastime here. And Lostrava, Paradwareshu Lostrava, to try to accumulate material belongings here in order to think ourselves to be the lord of some dominion. So that's also incompatible. Not only to think ourselves to be the lords of material nature, also to think ourselves to be the enjoyers. The transcendental pastimes of Krishna, or Krishna exists everywhere at all times, but we're existing in some realm of consciousness. In other words, when we try to become the lord of material nature, to some degree, and automatically, that's the realm of consciousness that we exist in. When we try to become the enjoyer, that's the realm of consciousness we experience. And the whole world more or less reflects itself back on us. Although we're thinking the world is a certain way, that's because our consciousness is in a certain position. And therefore the world is reflecting itself back at us. The lion and the bull made an alliance. The lion was very old. And the bull was also old. So they made an alliance. They wouldn't attack each other. They would be friends. But there was a famine in the kingdom and all the jackals were starving. They decided they had to eat the bull. But only the lion could kill the bull. So they went to the lion and told the lion that actually, for some reason or another, the bull has become very angry at you and he's going to kill you. He's coming here today to kill you. Beware. And then they went to the bull and told the bull that the lion has become very angry. He's very hungry because he hasn't got enough to eat. He's decided to eat you today. So I think you should be prepared. So in this way, the jackals had their plan. The bull came to see the lion. The lion immediately, as soon as the bull put its horns towards the ground, the lion thought, now he's going to attack me. He stood up in a very ferocious way. What the jackals had told the bull was confirmed. The lion was going to try and eat him. He put his horns down to charge the lion. It was a big fight. The lion killed the bull, and the jackals ate him. In other words, we're thinking the material world is a certain way, but actually we're just seeing our own consciousness as it's reflected into the material world and being reflected back by the people within the world. Therefore, our first business is to stop trying to imitate Krishna, being the Lord or the Enjoyer, and Paradvareshu, Atmavatsarabhuteshu, and trying to be the Savior also. We may stop being the Lord, try and stop being the Enjoyer, and then we think we're liberated, we're God, we're here to save everyone now. No, nimitra matram bhavasavasachin. Just try to become an instrument. Just try to desire that Krishna be pleased. That desire alone is sufficient for Krishna to give us the intelligence, if through the simple succession, what Krishna wants us to do to please him. And if we agree with that, if we constantly, 24 hours a day in that desire to please Krishna, then dadami buddhi yogam tam. Krishna tells us, tesham satatam yuktanam bhajantam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. He tells us what to do. Satatam kirtayantomam itantas cha drida vrtaha namasyantasumam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Always chant Krishna's glories. Endeavor with determination to serve him. Be humble and bow down before him. In this way, worship Krishna with devotion. Then gradually we become more and more conscious of Krishna. Although Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago to the eyes of the persons who were present there, but still, even then, everyone saw Krishna according to their particular mentality. When Krishna walked into the arena to battle against the wrestlers, Mushtika, Chandora, Shalya, Tosha, and others, Then, as soon as he walked in, everyone saw Krishna according to their perspective vision. The wrestlers, they saw him as a thunderbolt. Very strong personality. Kamsa saw him as death personified. The Vrishni dynasty and the Yadavas, they saw him as their most beloved ancestor. The cowherd boys saw him as their dearmost friend. The young ladies there saw him as Cupid personified. And the Mother Devaki, Mother Jasoda, of course Mother Jasoda wasn't there, but Mother Devaki, Vasudev, saw him as their most beloved child, Nanda Maharaj also. And the unintelligent saw him as the universal form, or as a fool and rascal like they are. So everyone saw him according to their particular vision. It's not that Krishna doesn't exist in his own state of being, but according to the covering surrounding us, according to the maya, either yoga maya or maha maya or under, therefore we're naturally going to see Krishna according to our particular vision. Okay, that's close. Anyhow, we see things according to our mind, that's how we see things. So, first of all, our first business is to try to see things, this world in relation to Krishna, by rendering practical service with our current body, mind, words, and Krishna's service. The more we become absorbed in that, and doing what Krishna wants. It's not that we do anything we want, and then we say it was for Krishna. No, we want to find out what Krishna wants. Therefore, Prabhupada said that order of Krishna comes down through the simple succession from the bona fide spiritual master. So what does Krishna want? Prabhupada never meant it to be a secret what Krishna wants. Obviously, just like he wrote me one time, he said that the boys and girls in your country are generally good souls. That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country. That in Jagannath, in San Francisco, we just had a Rath Yatra, and 10,000 boys and girls were dancing and chanting in full spiritual ecstasy. He said, in New York, I've heard that in just 2 weeks, I've distributed 3,000 back to Godheads, and I heard that in your temple, you're also distributing back to Godhead very nicely. So please continue in this way, and your success of life is assured. When Krishna sees that you're working seriously to help bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So, it is not that Prabhupada was expecting just myself to try to bring other children back, of Krishna's other children back to the spiritual kingdom. We can understand that that's everyone's mission, is to act as Krishna's instrument, somehow or another, to assist him in his mission, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to engage as many souls as possible and the Sankirtan movement in this age. That will be pleasing to Krishna. Janma karma tamay divyam evam yoveti tatvataha dhyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti sorjana. That one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in this material world, but attains to my spiritual abode. So the word tatvataha means by practical experience, to get out of the modes of material nature and into the spiritual atmosphere, daivi prakriti, by factual direct experience. That's called Krishna consciousness. And the process is there, hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, and then we come to the platform of remembering Krishna. Or as it says, Tannama rupacharitadu sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasanamanasi niyoja tishtan vraje tanaragim de jananugami kalam nayat akilam itpadesha saram. That the essence of all advice is to utilize our time 24 hours a day in nicely hearing and chanting about the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, pastimes, etc. In this way, gradually engage the tongue and the mind. So the tongue represents our intelligence. According to our vision, we're speaking. If we're interested in making money, we'll speak about making money. If we're interested in sense gratification, we'll find out where is the best place for the type of sense gratification I'm interested in. If we're interested in Krishna, trying to become Krishna conscious, then our speaking will be about Krishna, and our intelligence will develop accordingly. And the intelligence is meant to occupy our mind and senses in a certain activity to derive some pleasure from it. If we want to enjoy sense gratification and the material concept, then the intelligence will tell us how to do that. And if we want to experience thinking about Krishna and engaging our senses in Krishna's service, the intelligence will also tell us how to do that. So, the more we occupy our senses, mind, and intelligence in Krishna's service, then the more we'll become conscious of Krishna. So, at the beginning, we're supposed to spend as much time as possible hearing and chanting about Krishna. And give up material attachment. Material attachment does mean we have to give up our body, we have to give up with our family. That's not the point. The point is our material attachment to these things. Under the material conception that these things are mine. They're mine. They're no one else's. And they're meant for my enjoyment. And if I give something away, it's because I'm so generous. I'm like the Supreme Lord, and I'm the maintainer of so many living entities. And therefore, out of my Ishvara Bhav, I give away so many things. I support my family, the children, the pet dog. I support the government. I support so many things. I am just like the maintainer. So give up this Ishvara Bhav, that I am the controller. Ishvara Hamaham Bhogi. Siddham Balavan Sukhi. It's not that we become devotees, we put on a sari, we put on a dhoti, we've changed our dress, at least for Janmasthami, some of us have changed our address. And therefore, now that I'm lording over the material nature, it's all spiritual. When I want to enjoy the material nature, it's spiritual. When I think myself to be the savior of so many living entities, it's spiritual. It may be spiritual if we're doing it in a service attitude, and it may be just as mundane as anyone else's attitude. If we're not conscious about who we actually are, who Krishna is, and doing our activities under Krishna, the direction of Krishna's representatives. Everyone in the material world is imagining themselves to be something that they're not. So that comes up to the last point where we imagine ourselves to be great personalities and great devotees, liberated personalities, so many different things. It is all a product of some degree of imagination. Actually, unless we're directly in contact with Krishna's representatives, unless we're completely absorbed in the mood, well, first of all, aware exactly what Krishna wants us to do, which takes some thoughtfulness, prayerfulness. It is not that what Krishna wants us to do and say and think is always so obvious. It takes a great deal of thoughtfulness obtained by careful investigation, especially in Srila Prabhupada's books, an example, very careful thoughtfulness, understanding what we're dealing with in the material world. How ultimately everything is Krishna's property, everyone is eternally Krishna's servant, and that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, they have a mission here. And the more I'm absorbed moment to moment in that mission, then the more it's clear exactly what I have to do. If I think I have some other thing to do, which is outside of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, good luck. We may think we can have Krishna in this age without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, or even we can have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission without Krishna. But according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, anyone who thinks like that is a demon. So, I mean, I'm just repeating, it's not my words. This age is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's age, although it appears to be Kali's age. But it's actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's age. Kali is simply his assistant. And we have to take shelter of that mission. And the more we're actually consciously involved in that mission, it doesn't mean that everyone has to live in the temple or we neglect our family, but we have to follow the instructions so that at least the family sits down together and hears and chant about Krishna regularly. In the morning, in the evening, they worship the deities and they tell their friends about Krishna. We're not a little sectarian cult. We're representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the master of the whole material universe and many more universes than we can conceive, and the master of the entire spiritual world. We're following his instructions. What is anyone else following? I'd much rather be identified with Lord Krishna than with, well, it used to be George Bush or whatever his name is now. Better to be identified with him, to be a follower of Krishna. And the devotees should be proud. Of course, not falsely proud, but we should know that we're doing the best thing possible. Then, if we're actually in that mood of service, if we're actually becoming thoughtful, then gradually, as we remember Krishna, as we factually become Krishna conscious, as our heart becomes purified, then this tendency to want to become the Lord of material nature, as if it's actually a source of enjoyment, will be revealed as false. It's actually the source of anxiety. To want to become the Lord means that there's so much anxiety to go through to become the Lord. We have to work so hard to get, nowadays it's paper money, to buy the things. And then we have to get more money to maintain them. And then more money to protect them. And then ultimately they're taken away, they deteriorate, and they're taken away from us, so we got to get more money, more money, more money, to get more and more newer things. Always an anxiety. And when we get them, they never satisfy us. They never deliver the amount of happiness we expect from them. It's the carrot on the stick. We're always running after that carrot. One more step. Ah, it's there, it's there. A little bit more improvement and we'll be in Vaikuntha. A little bit more technological improvement and we won't need Vaikuntha. We'll establish it here with our computers and videos. We won't need Krishna anymore because we'll invent a game where we are Krishna. A virtual reality. And there we can actually be the Supreme Lord and have our little kingdom and everything else. We'll have our little Radharani there and everything. So these are all false promises. So one has to, by the process of actually becoming conscious of Krishna, by giving up our attachment to these material conceptions, that I am the Lord, and even this body, that I am meant here to be the enjoyer here, and that ultimately I'm the savior of anyone. Then we can hear and chant peacefully, happily, with some attention, as the king said, who's asked to hear with attention. Then the result will be, as we become conscious of Krishna and our heart becomes purified, varna dasa, will begin to accept these things as real. It won't just be some conception we read about in Bhagavad Gita. These sannyasis, they learn all these slokas and keep on hitting us on the head with them. No, it actually becomes something real, practical. Varna dasat. When we accept it as real, then it becomes real. As much as we accept it as being real, as much as we practically engage ourselves according to the instructions of Krishna coming through disciples' succession, then it becomes real. Then we can accept it as real. And then the result is smarana dasa. One can chant the holy name in ecstasy. Because when we chant Hare Krishna, then spontaneously we remember what Krishna looks like. Then we'll be able to feel his presence as the picture gets filled in, you could say. The material distortion, as our heart becomes purified, then the fuzziness of the picture goes away. It gets clearer and clearer, more beautiful, more pleasureful, more ultimately ecstatic, and the heart clears away, it becomes more and more real. More and more, the experience of the transcendental bliss becomes more and more intense. Tipo divyam putraka yena sadvam shudyat tasmai brahma sokyam tunanta. That the result of this austerity that we're going through, this real austerity of dancing, chanting, and feasting, is that the heart should become purified. And Krishna is revealed there as the television gets fixed up. As our television gets repaired, as we stop hitting it with the hammer anymore, we let the transcendental repairman come and fix the television. As it gets repaired, then Krishna appears and channel Krishna. Krishna's name is there. Krishna's name being there means that we see everyone and everything as they're related to Krishna. No longer do we think things are separate from Krishna. Therefore, whenever we see something, we remember Krishna. Then, as we remember Krishna, we remember what his form looks like, what his associates are like. Then we're absorbed in remembrance of Krishna's pastimes, both here in this world, because this is also one of Krishna's pastimes. It's Krishna's pastime of shaking the soul, trying to wake him up. Wake up, you fool. Wake up. The soul is saying, oh, why are you bothering me? So all the problems we're going through in the material world is just Krishna shaking us, trying to wake us up. And we're going, how to stop this person from shaking me so hard? Leave me alone. So as soon as we engage in Krishna's service, then Maya doesn't have to shake us so hard because we're waking up. And when we're not trying to wake up ourselves, then Maya will try and wake us up. But the reluctant soul, no matter what he goes through, no matter how hard Maya shakes him with birth after old age and disease, the soul says, leave me alone, let me sleep, let me sleep. You're disturbing my dream. It's a wonderful dream. I'm God. Leave me alone. How God is being shaken and disturbed is beyond reason. If we were God, we wouldn't be always shaken. When we're not God, we're just dreaming we're God. Or potentially we think we're God. I just have to take one more class at the university, and then I'll become God. A little bit more awareness and knowledge. No, we can see how Maya is helping us to wake up, and how she's trying to wake us up to Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada has come to tell us exactly what Krishna, what we want, what we're going to do, what we should do as an awakened soul. When we wake up and understand we're Krishna's servant, what Krishna expects us to do. And when we try and follow that instructions, then Krishna within the heart will give us more and more intelligence what to do. And if we agree to do it, then Krishna will very happily reveal himself to us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will reveal himself to us. And the result is we'll be able to have the right mood to actually relish Krishna's association and the association of his devotees. Not only the devotees in the spiritual world, but even the devotees in this world. It's not that we're all going to go back to Godhead and wave goodbye to everyone. My dear souls, you offended me. You didn't recognize how great I am. So, but anyhow, now you can see I'm waving you goodbye. You missed a good thing when you had the opportunity. With that mood, we'll stay here for a long time. No, actually, the whole idea is even this world to come to the platform and be able to love the devotees as much, if not more, than we love Krishna. So it is not that we're going to go back to the spiritual world, leave everyone behind. Naiva dvije paradratya vaitranyas tvavirya gayana mahamrita magna chitak socevi mukacheta sa indriyarata maya sukhayam bharam udvito vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj said, whenever I chant Hare Krishna, my mind merges into an ocean of happiness. But I am not completely happy because I see others who are also Krishna's servant. They're created this civilization where they're making fools out of themselves. So I want to help them out, realize what is actually good for them. So if we follow this process, then the thing that we're hankering for, Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he manifests his pastimes here, whether it be killing the Putin or witch, or fighting with, killing Agasura, Denukasura, Shakatasura, Trinivarta, or he was playing with the cowherd boys in the forest of Vrindavan, or dancing with the gopis, or going to Mathura. He showed his transcendental lila in the internal energy. So it is not that we have to hear about Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy in order to make advancement. We can, there's certainly nothing wrong with that, but we have to, as it says in this verse, make these transcendental pastimes more powerful. Or as Prabhupada said, if you want to light a fire, the fire of spiritual desire, then you can't keep on pouring water on it and expect it to light. So we may give up no meat eating, no fish, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, etc. But that's not sufficient to relish the transcendental pastimes. Or we have to take it to the extreme and give it all this desire to enjoy the material energy completely. And as we do that, then our heart becomes more and more potentialized with the capacity to actually experience these sound vibrations. Because it's all a mantra. Srimad Bhagavatam is all a mantra. Bhagavad Gita are mantras. The Hare Krishna mantra is a mantra. We go on Sankirtan and try to sell a book, it's a mantra. These mantras are such, when we hear them in the right attitude, then they enter into our heart and Krishna appears there with his transcendental pastimes. So, just in summary, our first business is just to make our heart prepared. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us in the cleaning of the Gudnicha temple, to get rid of jiva hingsa, kutinati, lava, patishta, puja, jiva hingsa, offending other living entities, not treating them as Krishna's servants. Kutinati, being envious of other living entities, wanting adoration, wanting respect, wanting material gain. These are the seeds or the weeds in our heart that we have to get rid of. And then, when we hear anything about Krishna, whether Krishna on the battlefield, Kurukshetra, speaking to Arjuna, or dancing with the gopis, we'll be in transcendental bliss. It won't matter. Everything about Krishna will be relishable. At the end of Śrīla Prabhupāda's manifested pastimes in this world, Surapuru was telling me when he was taking care of Prabhupada in the summer of 77, or even later than that, that sometimes Prabhupada would appear to be asleep for a long period of time. But he'd be talking in his sleep. He'd be reciting, not Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. He'd be reciting some verses from the Bhagavad Gita. So it's not that we're going to reach the limit of the Bhagavad Gita, that we're going to suddenly learn some verse and we're going to reach its limit and it'll get boring after some time. No, there's always newer and newer realizations in everything about Krishna. If we can't relish the Bhagavad Gita as Sanjaya did, at the end he said, in the repeated remembrance of this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, I'm taking pleasure, being thrilled at every moment. So when we come to that platform, then we're certainly eligible to begin to go on in reading Srimad Bhagavatam and other such literatures. And if we don't appreciate how wonderful everything about Krishna is, then we've missed the point that Krishna in every aspect, everything about Krishna is unlimitedly wonderful. Or as Prabhupada once said, when he was given some simply wonderfuls. Simply Wonderfuls was our standard suite back in the beginning of the movement. We were quite poor. Therefore, the major suite was found on the back of a carnation, a powdered milk package. Someone discovered it. You can discover different things in different places. So at the back of the carnation milk package, they discovered Simply Wonderfuls, a combination of powdered milk and butter and sugar. And they put it together and they offered it to Prabhupada to find out whether it was bona fide or not. And Prabhupada ate it and he said, this is simply wonderful. He said, the devotees are simply wonderful. This temple is simply wonderful. Your Krishna is simply wonderful. And these Simply Wonderfuls are simply wonderful. So if you simply go on eating these Simply Wonderfuls, everything will be simply wonderful. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments? Yes. Well, we're thinking, well, I'll give you a little example from my experience. One time I was the temple president of, I was the temple president of Dallas. It was 71 I became the temple president there. And then by some transcendental arrangement or some arrangement, I became the treasurer first and then the Sankirtan leader. At first, we had many brahmacharis, but one by one, as they usually do, they disappeared. And then I was the treasurer, and I was the Sankirtan leader, and I was the only collector. And my temple president liked to speak on the phone, so there were a lot of bills. For him, money was coming out from heaven or something. For me, it came from Sankirtan. So I had to go in downtown Dallas, Texas, which was cow country. In other words, cow killers. They were proud of being cow killers, Dallas, Texas. So they were not my favorite crowd trying to distribute books to. Anyhow, necessity is great inspiration. Since I had to pay the bills, I had to go out and book distribution. So one day, I reluctantly went out downtown Dallas to distribute some books. But somehow or another on that day, I went out there, and everyone looked like they came from Vaikuntha. They were all so beautiful. Everyone was smiling. I was wondering maybe I took the wrong turn or something. But I realized, you know, somehow or another, Krishna was giving me a little mercy. And practically everyone I approached, they took a back to Godhead, which is confirmation. Not only had the vision, but in the experience, but also people were reciprocating. Of course, it didn't last very long, but at least I got some awareness that I was thinking I was in Dallas, but actually I was in the spiritual world, but because I thought I was in Dallas, and everyone else thought they were in Dallas too, it was Dallas. And when my vision changed, then Dallas changed too. So of course there is such a thing as Dallas and whatever. But a lot of how people are relating to us has to do with our consciousness. So if we change our consciousness, then the way people relate to us will change also. Our changing our consciousness means we simply agree to become Krishna's instrument through his line of representatives. If we agree to that, then Krishna will appear before us and he'll change our consciousness. Because change of consciousness means to go from material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. If we become Krishna conscious, then there won't be any more material world. As much as we become conscious of Krishna, to that extent the material world goes away. The material conceptions of this world goes away. Anything else? Okay, happy Janmashtami. Granthuraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai. Lord Jagannath Lord Baladev Srimati Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.